not only do you get, I'm being a little redundant, but not only do you get the same stuff in a different fleet code, but you're getting the same whole number of fleet codes that you don't hear on the E1 system. That tells you, that says something to the effect that there's a lot more to be heard on that system than what you're hearing with E1 C2. Let me drop it. But it really makes sense if you have it on paper in front of you. I don't have a list of E1, E2 fleet codes. It wouldn't make sense to put them out. But I'm going to say this, and if Paul was listening, if he's online, I'm going to give out these other fleet codes. And there are other services to be heard using the different maps, the different fleet maps, parameters. So, I mean, what do you do with this now? Do you set up one trunking bank and use E1 C2 and then set up using the same frequency as E2 C1? And it's almost like having, there is some bleed over from one to the other, but it's almost like having another trunk system. Some of the services I heard with E2 C1 definitely are not on the trunking bank that is set up to E1 C2. So there's a lot more to hear out there. Maybe E1 C2 isn't the correct fleet map. E2 C1 is more correct. I don't know. And, you know, as they say in the owner's manual for Uniden, and I quote, that's part of the fun. And I'm sure you've read that phrase. So let's face it, if we didn't have the internet and places to argue some of these fleet codes, I mean, I don't see what kind of fun that is. It'll drive you crazy when you drop it. Ed, I don't know, let me hear a little comment from you, Ed, about what I'm talking about, and then I'll give you some of these numbers over here. You'll see how odd they are.
That, you know, maybe Frank would want to give him a landline and as he goes to more detail on the phone with him. Back to you.
Very good. I'd be curious to see how that works, too. So what I want you to point out, thank you, Charlie. What I want you to point out, back to you to confirm what I'm about to say. Frank, you lost me a little bit with the different fleet maps only because I didn't have it in front of me, and I'm sure anybody without a Trump tracker is really lost. But I guess if I start on the table, it makes sense. But I think you might be right. You're hearing stuff with the second map you're using that you didn't hear. The first one is wrong. However, I'm not certain the second one is correct either. When you talk about the hyphenated ICs, those are type 1 system ICs. And when you talk about like a whole, string of either 5 or 4 digits, or in some cases, that's 3 digits. Those are type 2 systems. So in a hybrid, you have a mix of type 1 and 2. So I'm going to use that. In the New York City human system, you'll see, sometimes you'll see like 00-300. Sometimes you'll see 60. And let's say for argument's sake. Those are all, made up fictitious to just illustrate the point. However, I believe in those whole digits, you're supposed to handle a specific number. So if you're getting an odd number talk group, you don't have the right point now. Let me stand by and Charlie can correct you there.
C2AYC, this is KBC-UBB. Okay, basically, Keith's saying there could be more than one fleet map used and be programmed in. And, basically, same thing that you're saying there, Eddie. I'll copy.
Charlie?
Copy me in.
TF2, Charlie.
Because yeah, I'm having trouble with the speaker over here. I'm going to have to disconnect it because it keeps, got a bad connection or something. So as much as I don't like it, I'm going to have to use the speaker mic. Okay, I think I see what the problem is. I'm getting, feedback from the speaker. How's that, Eddie?
That sounds good, Charlie.
We're just going to have to use the speaker and have to listen a little more carefully. All right. I'm looking at, let's see. I'm sorry, Jim. Okay, Keith would like Frank to give out the fleet log. So, maybe he could pass them on. Back to you, Eddie.
Okay, very good. Turn it back over to Frank. And to VRA, UA1.
Very good. Charlie, you've got some kind of an RF problem over there. It's not audio. It's something with RF. Probably the orientation of the J-pole more than anything. Alright, that's another thing. But, mostly you're copyable. So don't lose any sleep over it. The other thing is, Yeah, Ed, what you say makes good sense, and Keith, I appreciate your input. What I'm going to do is give you some numbers here in a second, so Keith can possibly copy some of these and maybe look into it. And what I'm going to do is further continue to search this system and come up with some, sure there's a lot more out there, because I only spent about 10 minutes on it, and I got a whole bunch of stuff here. At the next meeting we get together, I'll bring these numbers down, and maybe we can match it up or something and figure out what we're doing. The next meeting that Keith comes to, I'll have this scrap paper on the side over here. Also, interesting enough, let me just drop one second. Yeah, I'm just wondering also, another thing popped up as a thought. With Suffolk County system, as we all know, you get the radio out of the box and then you call to that system. Besides changing, you know, when you have an E1 prefix, you know you're going to get hyphenation type of fleet code. E2 is the whole number, and Ed made a good point, they don't end in an odd number. So I have some over here in the new list that does. But I haven't tried this yet, but I'm wondering, if you change the experiment, changing the fleet map with the Suffolk County system, I wonder if there's anything else out there. Something else is going on. Pretty interesting to do. But that takes time to figure that out. I would try the 16 preset map first and see what things do. And then go from there. If it gets too crazy, I'll just reset the whole radio and put it back where it was. Let me give you some of these numbers over here. And, you know, this was a real shocker, I'll tell you, to go into the trunk bank and see all these different numbers popping up, and then hearing all these different things, because the Suffolk County system is the only one that I knew of that had whole numbers. I don't monitor anything else out here that has whole numbers. All right, let me drop it on the computer.
And to Andreas, quickie.
You got it.
Okay, Frank, I think you're getting a little bit confused, but not really. It's really odd. The numbers don't mean nothing. It only means it to the radio and you. Doesn't mean nothing to them, let's say. Type 2 system, which spits out the 5-digit code, is going to give you 000, right? All the way up to 65336 or whatever the number is. I forget what it is. It's every possible combination. When you use a type 1 system, they do it a different way, of course. And there's still the same amount of signals there, but or non-fleet codes, but it's done differently, so they may not be there in that type. That's a little hard to explain, because I don't even understand it. The best thing for you to do is leave it on type 2, write down all the fleet codes that you get, but when you write them down, you got to keep note of who is using what fleet code, because you're going to get 5 to 10 different type 2 fleet codes for one service or one company, let's say. And that's the key on figuring out what type of type 1 system it is.
Okay, good information. And now the way I plan to do this is use 2 trunk trackers and to scan it at E1, E2, set the other bank up on another one at 2-2-1. And both have them in the trunk search mode, and with a delay, of course. And when one comes up that's active, I'll hit the search button. I mean, with only 5 frequencies, it's very easy to lock on to an active transmission. And what I'm going to do then is compare the numbers, hyphenated codes, to the whole number codes from T1, T2, T1. And see if there's a correlation. I know for a fact that Airborne, which is on 500-4, can also be heard on 8211, 8211. I got some of these codes over here. Do you want me to give a few out, Keith?
The only way it'll help is if you have multiple codes for the same company. If you don't, then
won't help out.
I did notice. But I was familiar with what was going on. I switched talking banks real fast because there was a conversation going on with some, I think it was an oil company. And without getting into great details, the conversation was type that wasn't a short transmission. The information was going back and forth. So I said, all right, let me switch over to the other bank and see if I can find this guy. And I found the one that I found, the 100-1, something, I don't have it in front of me, was a completely different number. I think it was 9681, and it's an odd number, of course. And with the E2P1, in that mode, in that sleep map, 9681, you can hear both sides of the conversation, no problem.
It's hard to explain. If you, I know you have a computer. If you have a program, Excel, I can give you a file that'll really explain it. It shows every possible combination for E1, P2, E1, P1, E2, you know, every single combination possibly. It shows. And that's how I use it when I really try to identify type 1, which is a headache. But you listen, you get the type 2 ID. You write them down, as long as you know that the same users are using certain ones. You plug it into this Excel program. You look over the whole chart that it makes for you, and you can see which type 1 system it is. It's really complicated. It's hard to explain. You have to actually see it.
Well, as Ed knows, my wife dominates the computer over here, if I can get to it. Charlie knows the situation over here also. Just for the record, as far as the limit of the numerical code in whole numbers, the maximum entry into the trunk tracker is 65535. 65535, and you can't go any higher than that. Anything above that comes up error. Yeah, that, you know, I don't understand why they have it set like that. Maybe there are some other sleep codes that would be higher than that. Maybe not in this geographical area, somewhere else. Keith, I got one question for you. Let me turn it back over to Ed for a second. Ed, give it back to me in a minute, because I have something that I want to ask Keith, and I just have to dig it out right over here. Ed?
Okay, and very good, Frank. Thanks for joining us. Even I was getting a little lost there for a moment. I dug out that old email you sent me, so when you get it done, I'll read through it. Practical tips to help me.
Yes, good evening to the best.
Okay, we are in standby. N2XOJ, recognize. Good evening, Alex. Thanks for joining us. Let me turn it over to CRA.
N2VRA. Good evening to you, Alex. Keith, I've got a couple of questions over here because you are the trunk of king, okay? With conventional system stand, locally assigned, you know, abbreviation CSC, conventional system stand, there, these are trunking frequency ranges, okay? I'm sure you're familiar with these. It's three, in addition to the public safety, which, you know, would be the 866 to 868, 9875, the public service. But the CSC, 851-0125, the 855-9875. Okay, that's one. Now you got the conventional trunk system stand locally assigned. That frequency range is 856-0125 up to 860-9875. And then you have the trunk system stand, the TSC, again locally assigned, and that's 861, and that's 1-800-795-9875. Now, my question is, these business frequency comm systems are found within these band spectrums over here. Now, with your computer, I know if you scan conventionally into an 800 search in these ranges, you'll find data channels. Does your computer identify any data channels within those bands, and does it also tell you possibly the frequencies related to that data channel?
No, there's nothing that I've ever seen that any software like that that's reading any data. As I say, the computer is not actually listening to data at all. The software that I have is just like a regular scanner thing that controls your scanner. And the other program that I got, it basically just takes the information that's on the scanner that's being displayed as in trunking IDs and spits them out to the computer and saves it as a log file on the computer. I've never seen nothing like what you're trying to explain.
I'm at a loss over here. The other part of the question is, as the Percon database, we're all familiar with that and how that works. Well, obviously, these chunk systems are licensed. So if you have a FCC database license, you should be able to pick up the ID and the identifier, who it is, and possibly what they are. Unless it's individual, I'm totally wrong about this, because certainly individual uses, maybe it's licensed to the owner of the system, and he leases out through a programming network the individual fleet codes, which then, I guess, pay for the services, whatever. But I see what I'm really digging myself into a corner over here. I'm not going to get out of it. Right, I'm going to stop talking now about the drug system. Keith, when we get together at the next meeting, whenever we get together, we'll have some good conversation. Basically, one other question, Keith. With the Trump systems in Suffolk, the business systems, I know of two, possibly a third. Are there any other systems that you monitor besides the public service?
It's been how long now, about 6 months or a year since we spoke about the business system, and back then it was interesting, and then I got a headache, I got sick of it, and I stopped listening. But I think there's one in Selden, maybe one in Manorville that I picked up, then there's the Plainview ones, I think there's one or two over there. I forget. There may be more. By now they may have added more, of course. What you were previously saying about trying to see who's on where or what. A lot of times I found out that the frequencies, the trunking frequencies, the 5 frequencies or 4 frequencies or 3, whatever they got, is licensed to the or something, you know, somebody like that that puts in radios. And the users of the system are not licensed. They don't have to be, I guess. But, and then in some cases, the owner of the repeaters, let's say, is licensed, and then the users are also licensed because they are operating a transmitter. So it's a catch-22, it seems like. You never find out who's on it. That's what you were getting at before.
In some respect, I agree with what you say, yes. That's in the direction of my thoughts. One other thing which came up recently is an article in Monitoring Times, and I haven't read the entire article. I really just looked at it quick. And it had to do with the trunking fleet system in Orlando, Florida, and Orange County. And specifically, there was something mentioned, and again, I haven't read the entire article, so I could be wrong. The Orange County Sheriff's Department is on. There's two trunk systems, one for Orange County and one for Orlando. But somehow, the Orange County Sheriff's Department is able to talk from one and be heard on the other. that's interesting because you can only monitor one trunk bank at a time. So therefore, if you had one radio, you'd only hear half the conversation from the side, whatever the case may be. Can you imagine having two trunks track and trying to track that conversation from one trunk band to another? Then it really gets to be crazy. I don't know if I read that right. That's my interpretation of the few sentences that I picked up. Do you think it's possible with this with a different fleet map, with this one particular vision system, that the across, even though it's the same frequency, although the Orlando County Sheriff and the Orange County use different frequencies, I don't know how that could be. It just doesn't make any sense. It's very confusing. Let me drop one second. And I guess we can be lucky that we don't live in Cleveland, Ohio, because Cleveland, Ohio is completely digital. There is absolutely nothing to hear in Cleveland, Ohio. The whole city, everything is digital. And in the scanner trunk guide that comes with your trunk tracker, the frequency of the trunk system that gives you a little setup guide there for the country, Cleveland isn't even listed. Looking at that the other day. Things to know too, like in Nashville, Tennessee, you know, the only trunk track is, all the trunk track is made have 30 frequencies in one bank. And I think Nashville had 46. And how you would, give me 16 frequencies left. In that bank, you can't fit them anywhere, and you can't scan two trunk banks at one time. So, I think the next generation of trunk trackers, maybe not the new one, Ed's probably going to comment on something coming out in a few months, but maybe 2 or 3 years from now, or whatever's going on, maybe they'll have multiple trunk scan bank lists or something crazy, who knows. So, I just have one more comment, Ed, and I'll turn it back to you. Let me drop it. If there's any emergency traffic on frequency, the answer will be on. The mouth is back. Alright, Ed, I got a quiz for you. This is the last thing. I've got a conference call coming up about 9:15, 9:30, something like that, so I'll be away from the radio a little bit, but I'll be lurking. Fleet Coast, Suffolk County, trunk system 1360, 1360. Suffolk Fire EMS Rescue. That was quite active this afternoon. And my question to you, Ed, for $1 million, are you ready? There was a transmission FM 5 to FM 3. Now, for $1 million, what is FM, Ed?
Fire Marshal.
Check in the mail. Okay. I know a scanner pro like you could easily get that one. I'm putting in the cast over here. Alright. Very good. Thanks a lot, Keith. I appreciate the information. And I'm going to continue to. I'm not going to give out these fleet codes. It would be a waste of time. I do have a record of them, and I'm going to log as many as I can. And I'm also going to try specific fleet maps. So when we get together at the meeting, it should be interesting. I'll really drive you crazy, along with myself. Alright, so that's pretty much it. I just want to say thank you to Mr. R. in Bridgeport for all the good stuff he's been sending down, and I do have to acknowledge your manuscript, which I will. This is a lame excuse, but we'll comment on some of the good things you sent down. Appreciate it very much, and I hope you're doing well up there. Ed, let me turn it over to you, and I will be listening over this in a few minutes. I want to grab a sandwich if you can get. H2AYC, NCCRA.
KJZRA, NQNJF, KYC. Got a question from folks. You guys want to take KJZRA first. So you can wet the whistle for those people out there without trunk tracking. 955, Frank, who is that? And let's see, if I come out of the park and make a left, and I go down Sunrise and make a right, and go a lighter scooter on the right-hand side of the road. That would be
151.955. You're asking me this question over here? It's practically in my backyard. That's Old Navy store. Near the activity in the Old Navy store. Am I correct?
What's that called? That's Bohemia?
For some strange reason, they call that Fayetteville. Fayetteville Kmart. But really, it would be Bohemia. I don't know why the heck they call it Fayetteville. It's strange, because right across the street from me is Bohemia, and down the block is Fayetteville. I don't know. Laid out over there. You're right. Well, I'm right. Yeah, Old Navy, that's the one. And also the Wiz over there, it's kind of funny. They used to be on 151-65. The store closed and they reopened it again. Now they're on the 154-600 Green Dot. And, I mean, you know, I'm saying the Wiz. I'm looking to listen to them. I mean, what? You know, but if you're in the area, in the mall or something, when the holiday season gets here, it can be a pretty funny frequency to listen to. You'll have to listen to it, you'll see what I'm talking about. Any mall, standard mall frequencies during the holiday, you'll listen. So, alright, I'm ragging over here. Ed, back to you, and Charlie has a comment. I'll stand by for his comment.
PBR's in a microwave. Bring it up, please, to WW on second hand.
Thank you.
okay, KC2AYT net, KC2UBV. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, we were joined in the chat room by our good friend, who we haven't heard in quite a while, Mark, KC2ZKT, and he said say hello to everybody. And you might even have some info. He's at work right now, and he had to step out of the room for a minute. There's something going on, but it sounds like he'll be back. So I just wanted to pass that along. Back to you.
Very good, Charlie. There was another station out there that tried to get in before. It was OY something. Maybe he still wants to get in for a comment.
Here.
Yeah. We're publishing the newsletter on a regular basis anymore. It's a bit lengthy for me to type in the internet, because not everybody has internet access. So I'll just leave you here. If anybody would like a copy, photocopy for you, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope with a little note that you'd like a copy of RSSWL schedule, and I'll make a copy for you. The only thing I ask is, if you do want a copy, try to get your request sent by, let's say, end of next week. This way I'll gather whatever comes in and then make one trip down to Staples to make a photocopy. And if anybody's interested in a shortwave schedule for March, self-addressed stamped envelope, you can send that to Ed, Echo Delta, PO Box 308, Gifford, Martin, New York, 11516. Again, just put a brief note to send your photocopy of the whole shortwave schedule. I ran across yesterday, I haven't consulted any of the frequency directories or databases yet, but some of you may know if you're on the SCANCOM mailing list, but this is an announcement out, I think last night or this morning, but picked up a Bearcat, an original Bearcat scanner. Not the Bearcat 3, the original Bearcat crystal scanner, 8-channel, no lockdown. In fact, I found a guy on the internet who collects crystal scanners as a hobby. He's got over 100. He told me the information that I got on the plate on the back. Sure enough, I looked on the circuit board and he's got the new scanner. This scanner was manufactured in 1968. Crystals in there. Yesterday I plugged it in. Someone was kind enough to send me a crystal for Lynbrook TV. They threw that in there and it worked. And one of the crystals that came with the radio when I got it was 165.200. And it's definitely school bus. And judging by the locations they were discussing, I kind of get the feeling it may be in Long Beach. Again, I haven't consulted with the frequency directory, but I was under the assumption Long Beach may have been on 165.205. So, I'm going to have to get a programmable scanner and program that frequency and put them in the same room and listen and see what I get. But I have a feeling what I might be hearing is actually 165.205 as opposed to 200. Just stand by and give me a comment. Alright, another interesting item. I got a really neat product last week. New scanner. Here, sorry. Racing Electronics RT2000. That may be a new name for those of you who aren't into racing. Those of you who are into racing would be very well maybe familiar with racing electronics. They pretty much were the people that started the frequency fan guys. They put out a frequency directory of all of the racing circuits frequencies. At every NASCAR event I've been to, they've always had a trailer set up where they sell scanners, they sell noise canceling headsets. That's generally the big item. Headsets that can track the can't hear scanner with a regular earphone. They also sell two-way radios to install in racing cars and helmets. anything from the racing community. There's a few different companies out there, Racing Radio, Racing Fans. They have Racing Electronics is now marketing their own version of the scanner. Got a few product review of, but if you run the channel, interesting enough, when I open the box, the scanner looks very familiar. Turns it over, manufactured by Realm. And pretty much the hot rod version of the Realm HS200 handheld scanner. 200 channel. Handheld. One feature that I haven't really seen in any other handheld radio, handheld scanner, I should say, capable of both CCO and CCSCO. And the keypad also backlight is a backlight. Unlike the Realm, where you have to press the backlight button, this radio. It doesn't say it in the owner's manual, so I called their tech support number just to verify. And it's got a feature that when the radio stops on an active frequency, the light comes on automatically, which is real helpful. I'm a little concerned about how battery consumption would be. Now, take 4 AA batteries, and I had a Panasonic 1100 milliamp. Nightcast in there, and it ran from approximately 6 on a full charge, and it on from approximately 6:30 last evening, and ran till about 2 o'clock. $299. one other feature that allows you to radio-to-radio cloning. If you have a friend who has one, and you have one too,
also. And sure enough, I just told him to say,
This is one of those tones I was really wishing for a higher, maybe not longer antenna, considering the frequency they were on. They were, I'll look it up later. But definitely higher. I did copy the station, and it was a fun catch. Apparently this station, Radio St. Helena, is on an island called St. Helena. It sounds like it has a population of about 50 people, maybe 100. And they only broadcast one day a year. So it was a bit of fun. It's something to kind of push the equipment a little bit further than it's been pushed before, and I enjoyed it. I know plenty of people copied it. They have a guest book on the internet. Going by the comments, some people copy them, some just some really only have. Back to the thread.
Discovery will be taking off.
will return to space as part of a multinational crew to launch Space Shuttle Discovery. The flight designated as SDX-95 will involve more than 50 scientific experiments investigating missions that expand the realm of the inner universe and God. Studies of our own sun and solar activity. Go ahead.
Yeah, he, still in the chat room, and he just said to tell you that there'll be no Sarek for the, I guess, for the mission, coming up on Thursday. And, launch is set for, 2 p.m. Next Sarek is on STS-93 on, January 21st, 1999. This is, passed on by Keith and to NJS. Over to you.
Keith, TC2AYC. Thank you to NJS. That's a shame, you know. You would think with all of the, your attention and all the hoopla on this flight that they would have included, amateur radio engine there. Oh well, what can you do? But for those of you on the internet, fear not. An audio back from the NASA shuttle website. Without internet access, it's going to be a media melee. Got TV. I'm sure you'll have your choice of channel. For those of you with internet access, you may want to check out this site. I checked it out today, and it looks like you'll be able to get streaming video and audio, and a lot of telemetry tracking information as well. http://shuttle, Sierra Hotel Uniform, Tango, Echo, .NASA. November Alpha Sierra Alpha .gov George Oscar Victor / ADEC India November Delta Echo X-ray .html Hotel Tango Mike Lima. And after the proverbial shuttle .nasa .gov /